Love music. Live sport. With Alex Horsburgh on Rock Sport Radio.
And let's welcome our guest, David Kelly. Thanks for making it, David. You're here at last. You found us at last.
Yeah, I'm here at last, man.
Fantastic. Well, nice to see you. And we're going to talk about the upcoming fight. And we've been joined by our reporter, Ewan Robertson, as well, who's well-versed in the fight game. Now, David is fighting on the undercard of the massive Josh Taylor WBC final eliminator at the Hydro on the 23rd of June. A huge undercard that also features Lee McGregor versus the brilliantly named and undefeated Good Luck Mrema. Tickets still available from ticketmaster.co.uk. And, well, David, how excited are you to be on the undercard for the Josh Taylor fight?
Oh, I still can't get my head around it, but I'm actually making my debut on such a big card. It's great to be a part of, man. I can't really wait to get in there and start my professional career.
Liz, you must have been dreaming about this for ages.
Yeah, it's something that's always been in my head. Like, if even being at fights in the Hydro,
yeah,
I'm like, wonder if one day my time will come, and it has.
It's here.
Yeah.
Now, after years of hard work, you know, does this opportunity validate all the hard work you've put in?
Yes, it does, but the hard work doesn't stop here. I'll still continue after this. It is only four rounds fight I'll be boxing, obviously, on my debut.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day I'm in there for a grueling 12-round fight in the near future or whenever.
We'll bring Ewan in a minute, but as a Scottish fighter, what do you make of Josh Taylor?
Oh, amazing. That's somebody I aspire to be like as well in the pro game. What he's done is, and what he is doing. Mm. And I definitely think he'll get through this one. Maybe not comfortably, but he will get through it and he will be champion.
Ewan?
Just obviously you've not heard your opponent for the fight yet. Yeah. How's it like preparing when you don't really know who your opponent is and what to expect? Obviously his style of boxing. Does that make it more difficult to prepare?
I just carry on with what my coach says, Joe Ham Sr. And I'll leave it up to, obviously, Ian Wilson, my promoter, and Joe Ham to discuss opponents for myself, but it's basically just kind of get sparring with southpaws, get a great southpaw at the club, Nathaniel Collins, who's just back from the Commonwealth Games there, and orthodox boxers like a few good genes. So
how would you describe your style, David, as far as
I'm orthodox boxer. I like to mix it as best I can. I'm more of a front foot boxer, but being with Joe, we're working on the cute things in boxing.
Sure.
And I've been really enjoying it so far, and I'm improving all the time in sparring.
Right.
Obviously, when you're on an undercard, you get the opportunity to watch other fights on the cards. And if you do, who are you looking forward to watching?
Yeah, as far as I believe, we'll have obviously our fight passes and that. And I'm sure me and Joe will be grabbing some front row seats for the Taylor fight anyway.
And expecting Josh to go and win that, and obviously how far do you think he can go in his career? People have mentioned he could be a future world champion.
I can see him having many a nights in the Hydro for the upcoming fighters like myself, which is a great thing for us for many years.
I mean, we cover the fight game extensively here on Rock Sport Radio, and it is still a tough old game. I mean, a lot of people think there's a lot of money in it these days, but, you know, it's still very difficult to break through.
Yes, it is. It is definitely. It isn't the big payday at the start of your career, let me tell you. But it's something it makes you strive towards, you know what I mean? It's something that's giving you that incentive to work harder in the gym and hopefully get through all the fights, get the win at the end of them.
Did you always want to be a boxer?
Yes, it's something I was always in about as a young boy with my family and that. My uncles and that had boxed, some boxed in the army. And it's just kind of kept me on the straight and narrow as a young boy.
Sure.
Coming from Drumchapel and hanging about the streets and, yeah, as you do when you grow up.
Obviously, you're involved with Ian Wilson and Ian McLeod at St Andrews Boxing Club.
Yeah.
How good have they been helping you so far? And also, it must be a dream turning professional. What's it like?
Yeah, it's been, totally. They've been great with me, like getting me, obviously, experience in here with you guys and before with John Bruce. Had a bit of an interview with him, and they've promised me the fights, and it's shown what I'll have about at least three, maybe four, before the year's out.
Mm-hmm. And more media for you guys to do these days, because once upon a time you just had to turn up and fight. Uh-huh. Now you've got to deal with the publicity and all the rest.
As you see now, it's all social media as well, so it's good to get your name out there. No, I particularly are up for, I'm not that kind of guy, but I'll obviously go through it, and it needs to be done to obviously get my name out there and hopefully let my fighting and my style do the talking and gather some fans.
Obviously, you've just turned professional. Before that, you had quite a good amateur career. What is the main differences between professional and amateur boxing?
Everything's more kind of sit down and shots, and more compact and taking your time and trying to pick the right shot. And that's what I've been working now with my coach, who's such a great coach, Joe Hamm. His record speaks for itself, from his amateur boys to his professional boys as well, and it's just great to be a part of his stable, and I feel that I've got a lot to give and he's bringing the best out in me.
Sure. Finally, David, the training has been ongoing, and I guess you're training all the way up to the 23rd of June now.
Yes, that's me. I've been in with, I've managed to get a good bit of training done with Ricky Burns, the freeweight world champion.
Nice.
Obviously, Scotland's finest, isn't he, really? And I idolise the guy, but I've been in on track with him in the mornings and then in sparring with him at Morrison's gym, getting 6 and 7 rounds with Ricky. And he's basically, it's good, it's full pelt, and it's something that I love to do, but to be in there with some as great as him is good experience for my debut.
Well, David, we'll keep an eye on it. Big undercard coming up for that massive Josh Taylor WBC final eliminator at the Hydro on the 23rd of June. We'll wish you the best of luck, David. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.
And thanks to Ewan for his contribution as well.
Cheers, Alex.
Love music. Live sport. With Alex Horsburgh on Rock Sport Radio.